曾经那个发明了五笔输入法。
Once someone invented the five-key input method.
轰动全国的王永民如今怎么样了？
What is Wang Yangmin, the national sensation, doing now?
他曾是打字速度最快的国民级输入法。
He was once the fastest typing speed national level input method.
也是当年80后。
Also in the past, 80s generation.
90后找工作的必备神技。
Nine generation skills for finding the job.
甚至还有一套专门的顺口溜。
There is even a specific set of rhymes.
虽然现在拼音输入法大行其道。
Although Pinyin input methods are now widely used.
但在当年。
However, in that year,
王永民研发成功时。
Wang Yangmin successfully developed.
那真的是举国欢庆。
That's really a nationwide celebration.
光明日报。
People's Daily.
甚至用一整版的头条
Even with a full page headline,
从国家层面强调了它的战略意义
It has strategic significance at the national level.
今天就带大家来聊聊五笔输入法之父王永民的传奇之路
Today, let's talk about the legendary journey of Wang Yangmin, the father of five-stroke input method.
可能很多年轻人不理解为啥一个输入法会受到这么高级的待遇
Many young people may not understand why a certain input method receives such high treatment.
这还要从当时我国所处的特殊环境说起。
This needs to start with the special environment in which our country was at that time.
1984年的洛杉矶奥运会上。
In 1984, the Los Angeles Olympics.
全场7000多名各国记者都在用电脑敲字发稿。
Over 700 journalists from around the world are typing and sending articles on computers.
唯独我们中国记者还在苦哈哈地用纸和笔手写新闻。
While we Chinese journalists are still struggling with writing news by hand using paper and pen.
新社的记者还在一旁无情嘲笑，说
The reporter from Xinhua was still standing aside, mocking mercilessly.
中国人还在用全世界最落后的办法。
Chinese people are still using the most outdated methods in the world.
更气人的是
What's even more infuriating is,
当时西方很多学者和科学家断言
At that time, many Western scholars and scientists declared that
如果中国不废除方块字，不全面走向拼音化和拉丁化
，If China does not abolish the Chinese characters and fully transition to Pinyin and Latin，
就永远别想挤进信息时代的大门。
Never think of entering the information age。
由于当时的拼音输入法还没有
，Because there was no Pinyin input method at that time。
如今这么智能，同音字太多。
Nowadays, there are so many homophones that it's hard to tell the difference.
比如你打一个奢侈，奢字底下会弹出一长串同音字。
For example, when you type luxury, a long string of homophones will pop up.
字，你需要疯狂往下。
You need to keep scrolling down.
翻才能找到，重码率极高。
Only then can you find the ones with a very high ratio of shares.
哪怕经过专业的培训，一分钟也才能打出十几个字。这
Even after a few minutes of training, you can type more than 10 words.
这可把国内的专家急坏了。为
This has really worried the experts in China.
为了让汉字能敲进电脑，当
To enable Chinese characters to be typed into a computer.
当时出现了一批脑洞大开的大聪明。
At that time, a group of creative and intelligent people appeared.
有人搞出了带几百个按键的特大号键盘。
Someone has created a very large key with hundreds of keys.
按键密密麻麻。
Keys, keys everywhere.
看一眼就能逼死密集恐惧症。
Just one glance is enough to trigger a panic attack for those with obsessive compulsive disorder.
还有人拿了9万块钱经费。
Some people took away $9,000 in funding.
搞出了一个极其奇葩的幻灯片。
Create an extremely bizarre PowerPoint presentation.
键盘弄了24张胶片。
I have used 24 sheets of film.
每张上面200多个字，打字员每天上班就像在玩最强大脑。
Every day, the typists working on these documents with over 200 characters each are like playing a super brain game.
找字。
Find the word.
能把眼睛找瞎。
Can blind your eyes.
可就在汉字存亡的危急关头。
However, at the critical juncture of Chinese characters' survival,
一个叫王永民的年轻人站了出来。
A young man named Wang Yongmin stepped forward.
王永民出生在河南南阳的一个贫困农家。
Wang Yongmin was born in a poor farmer's family in Nanyang, Henan.
虽然家里穷得叮当响。
Although the poor ding dong is ringing.
但他脑子极其聪明。
But his brain is extremely intelligent.
他以全地区第一名的状元成绩考入了中国科技大学。
He was admitted to Tsinghua University with the first place scored in his region.
由于家里实在太穷。
Because my family is really poor.
他在大学6年的时间里只回过一次家。
He only returned home once during his 6 years at university.
平时全靠搬砖和打零工维持学业。
I used to rely on bricklaying and odd jobs to support my studies.
6年里
In 6 years.
父母一共只给他寄过10块钱。
My parents only sent him $10 in total.
可惜天意弄人。
Unfortunately, fate is cruel.
毕业后
After graduation,
他被分配到四川的研究所。
He was assigned to a research institute in Sichuan.
接连患上了严重的黄疸型肝炎和肾结石。
Suffered from severe hepatitis and kidney stones in succession.
在病床上整整被折磨了8年。
Suffered in bed for 8 years.
1978年。
1978.
身体彻底垮掉的王永民无奈调回家乡南阳，成了科委里一个最基层的不起眼办事员。
Wang Yongmin, whose body was completely broken down, reluctantly returned to his hometown of Nanyang and became one of the most inconspicuous people in Coeli's lowest level.
当时南阳科委正好有一台汉字排版机，用的。
At that time, Nanyang Q had a Chinese typesetting machine.
就是那种蠢到家的幻灯片键盘。
It's a really stupid, clunky presentation keyboard.
王永明。
Wang Yongmin.
这暴脾气一下就上来了。
He got angry very quickly.
他和厂里的总工激情互喷之后。
After a heated exchange with the factory manager.
向领导拍胸脯保证，给我3000块钱。
I promised my leader that I would get 3,000 yuan.
我绝对能搞出最实用的输入法。
I am absolutely able to create the most practical input method.
领导一听。
Upon hearing this,
这小伙子有魄力，批钱。
This young man has the courage to take risks and invest money.
可是拿了钱之后。
But after getting the money,
王永民才发现自己接了个地狱级任务。
Wang Yongmin suddenly realized that he had taken on a hellish task.
汉字有上万个，键盘。
There are over 10,000 characters in Chinese.
只有26个字母。
Only 26 letters.
怎么塞进去
？How to put it in?
他没有走魔改键盘的老路。
He didn't take the usual path of using a modified keyboard.
而是决定从汉字的根骨里找规律。
Instead, I decided to look for patterns in the root of Chinese characters.
没有电脑辅助。
Without computer assistance.
他就用最笨的办法，买了几麻袋的卡片。
He bought a few bags of cards using the most ridiculous method.
把自己关在屋子里。
Lock yourself in the room.
把12000多个呆进记。
Put 2014 into the container.
一笔一画的拆解。
Breaking down each stroke.
逐个抄在卡片上。
Write each one down on a card.
光卡片就写了四五万张。
The cards were printed with about 40,000 copies.
屋子里连个下脚的地方都没有。
There is no place to stand.
到处都是卡片和吃。
There are cards and food everywhere.
剩下的馒头渣提炼出了600个字根。
The remaining dumpling residue yielded 600 words.
但这还不够，600个字根。
But this is not enough to reach 600 characters.
怎么塞进标准键盘里
？How to fit into a standard keyboard?
于是他开始疯狂地压缩。
So he started to compress frantically.
从600键合并到138键。
From 600 keys to 138 keys.
再到90键。
To 90 keys.
62键，每减少一个按键。
16 keys, each reduced by one key.
所有的编码就要推倒重来。
All the coding needs to be redone.
熬了整整五年。
It took a whole 5 years.
他终于找到了汉字相连的规律。
He finally found the pattern of Chinese characters.
他把汉字最基本的笔画横竖撇捺折分成五组。
He divided the most basic strokes of Chinese characters into 5 groups, horizontal, vertical, left falling, right falling, and curved.
拆分出100多个最常用的字根。
Extract over 100 most common radicals.
巧妙地分配到26个英文字母键上。
Cleverly distributed across the 26 letter keys.
为了方便记忆。
In order to facilitate memorization.
他还给每个按键编了顺口溜，比王旁青头豆，五一土柿二干十寸雨。
He also gave each key a rhyme, Wang Pan King to 5, 1, 10, and 20.
1983年。
1983.
王永明的心血终于结晶。
Wang Yaoman's hard work finally bore fruit.
五笔输入法正式诞生。
Five-stroke input method was officially born.
多复杂的汉字最多只需要敲四下键盘就能打出来。
It takes only 4 keystrokes to type the most complex Chinese characters.
更有趣的是
More interestingly,
他的词组输入法
His word group input method.
比如打勇往直前四个字。
For example, the phrase brave and persistent.
你只要分别敲四个字的首个偏旁。
Just tap the first radical of each 4-character phrase.
按四下出结果，重码率极低。
The result is very low in terms of bit rate.
熟练之后。
Once you've mastered it.
每分钟能盲打100多个字。
Can type over 100 words per minute.
1984年。
1984.
王永民受邀来到联合国总部。
Wang Yaoman was invited to visit the United Nations headquarters.
当操作员用五笔输入法在电脑上展现出神乎其技的打字速度时。
When an operator demonstrates incredible typing speed using the 5-stroke input method on a computer,
在场的外国官员全看傻了眼。
The foreign officials present were all dumbfounded.
他们这才彻底服气。
They were finally convinced.
当即决定将五笔输入法作为联合国的官方中文指定输入法延续至今。
Immediately decided to continue using the 5-stroke input method as the official Chinese input method for the United Nations until today.
这一刻
At this moment,
王永明不仅狠狠打了那些唱衰汉字的人的脸。
Wang Yaoman not only fiercely slapped the faces of those who discredited Chinese,
更凭一己之力。
I myself.
把中国汉字从信息化淘汰的悬崖边硬生生拉了回来。
Pulled Chinese characters from the brink of being eliminated by information technology.
很快。
Soon.
五笔输入法在国内掀起了狂潮。
Five-stroke input method has caused a frenzy in China.
那会儿不管你是政府单位还是企业。
Back then, whether you were a government agency or a business,
会打五笔
can take 5 pen,
就是找工作的硬核敲门砖
the core requirement for finding a job.
但随着五笔大火
but with the rise of 5 pen,
当时国内各大电脑厂商纷纷在自己的机器里预装了五笔输入法。
At that time, major computer manufacturers in China all pre-installed 5-key input methods in their machines.
但就是不给王永民交专利费。
But they don't give Wang Yaoming the patent fee.
大家都习惯了白嫖。
Everyone is used to freebies.
谁也不把这个老板当回事。
No one takes this boss seriously.
一气之下。
In a fit of anger.
王永民把这些侵权的大厂告上了法庭。最滑稽的一幕
，Wang Yaoming's most ridiculous move was suing these large factories.
出现了，那些盗版商居然联合起来。
Some counterfeiters have apparently joined forces.
搞了一个岛王俱乐部。
I've started a club for islanders.
一审王永民赢了，二审。
First instance, Wang Yaoming won. Second instance, Wang Yaoming won.
却因为专利界定不够完善。
However, due to the lack of perfect patent definition,
被翻盘败诉。更离谱的是
，What's even more outrageous is the case that was overturned and lost.
居然有盗版商反咬一口，状告王永民侵犯名誉权。
Actually, a counterfeiter is suing Wang Yaoming for defamation.
最后
Finally,
王永民还要反过来赔人家一笔钱。
Wang Yaoming also had to pay a sum of money back.
这场官司打了五年。
This lawsuit lasted for 5 years.
硬生生把王马公司拖垮了，一个本该成为科技巨无霸的企业。
Hard, a ruthless and ambitious businessman dragged Wang Mar Company to the brink of collapse. He was once a promising young entrepreneur with big dreams, but his relentless pursuit of success led him down a dark path.
就这样倒在了小偷们的围剿之中。
They were cornered and defeated by the thieves.
随着时间来到90年代中后期。
As time went on to the mid-1990s,
微软智能拼音和后来的搜狗输入法相继问世。
Microsoft's intelligent pinyin and later Sabu input method came into being.
拼音输入法靠着词库。
Pinyin input method relies on the dictionary.
联想和极低的上手门槛迅速抢占了市场。
Lenovo and its low entry barrier quickly captured the market.
相比之下
compared to
需要背诵字根的五笔
5-pen system that requires memorizing radicals
渐渐成了大家眼里的麻烦
gradually became a nuisance to everyone. Live.
如今
nowadays
五笔输入法的市场占有率已经跌到了 3%。
The market share of 5-pen input method has fallen to 3%.
2018年
In 2018,
在国家表彰的百名改革先锋名单中
In the list of 100 national reform pioneers,
王永民与马云
Wang Yaoming and Ma Yun,
马化腾等人同台领奖。
Mark Hewitting and others share the award.
国家没有忘记他，历史。
The country has not forgotten its history.
也没有忘记他，科技的更迭。
He also didn't forget about the technological advancements.
无比冷酷。
Unbelievably cruel.
但创造科技的人。
But the creators of technology.
却永远有温度。
But it always has warmth.
从最初那几个麻袋的卡片到联合国大厅里震惊世界的敲击声
From the initial handful of cards to the resounding applause in the United Nations Hall
王永民
Wang Yaoming
这一生就是一部用智慧和热血写就的汉字保卫战
This life is a battle of wits and blood written in Chinese characters
在这个只需动动嘴巴
In this, you only need to move your mouth.
就能语音转换文字的智能时代。
The intelligent era where you can convert speech to text.
希望我们偶尔也能想起，曾经有那么一个人。
I hope we can occasionally remember that there was once someone like that.
为了让十万汉字在西方键盘上起舞。
To make 10,000 Chinese characters dance on a Western keyboard.
燃尽了自己的青春。
Burned my youth.